Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this July 24th, 2025. Show is proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. Big thank you to them, and a big thank you to our guest today from UW Extension. We have Kazuo Tao with us, bilingual Hmong community health worker. Kazuo, it's nice to see you.
Nice to see you again, James.
Thanks for being here and always hanging out with us and putting up with my questions and all that. We're going to have some fun today talking a little bit about the benefits of strong bodies and some upcoming classes. Let's get into that.
Yeah. So for those folks who don't know what Strong Bodies is, Extension brought Strong Bodies program. It started off as Strong Woman, and eventually it became not just for the woman population, right? It really has benefits for everybody. So they switched it to Strong Bodies, and Strong Bodies is meant for all ages, really. We have participants who are in their 20s all the way to their 80s and 90s, and it has benefits to everybody regardless of how you're living, how your body is, of what age. It really is created, it was created to really support people to have stronger, healthier lives by just doing, I want to say, the basics of strength training, right? And it's everything that we do for strong bodies has some kind of benefit for everyday life. And then I always say, it's a great time to come and socialize with other people, too. There are people all over the world who come to Strong Bodies just for the social piece of it, who they're like, I really don't want to exercise. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do the minimal, but I'm really here to do the talking. So, yeah, there's so many benefits to Strong Bodies.
I want to come back to the fellowship and the friendship and all that. But you mentioned this being around the world. And mm-hmm. this is a program that is very popular and has done very well in multiple communities around mm-hmm. the country.
Oh, yes, definitely. It started off just in the U.S. And I want to say it probably hasn't, like, isn't really well known around the world, but at the same time, people who do participate in Strong Bodies, if they truly enjoy it, they have the option of becoming a volunteer leader. And so they could take it to wherever they are, right? Mm-hmm. For example, if I'm living here and I'm a Strong Bodies leader and I move overseas somewhere, if I think it's such a great program, I can always continue mm-hmm. and create classes, really. It's a benefit to anybody, no matter where you are.
I may have stretched a little far there with around the world, but yeah, I appreciate you meeting me there on that. And what you're saying there is such a cool point, too, I think, for just individuals, mm-hmm. if you're looking to take these classes or already have been, to keep that in mind. That this now, that's one of the, I think, the coolest things about programs like this, classes that you guys offer. That knowledge is yours. Mm-hmm. You got that for life. And, you know, as you know, what you do with it and everything is kind of yours. I think that's really cool about, no matter who we get to talk to from Extension. Mm-hmm. This is one of those programs, too, coming back to the fellowship part of it, the friendship thing. Mm-hmm. We know, we put a lot of focus in the isolation of our seniors and talking about this. And while anybody can take these classes and they're good for anybody at any age, mm-hmm. I do think about that right away. And I know that in talking with you on air, off air about these classes and stuff, this is one of those things in groups of people that tend to take these classes consistently. We mm-hmm. see good numbers from the older population in it. And for those out there that are a little isolated or just feel like getting out a little bit, you know, it doesn't have to be a reason. You could just want to do it and do it. Maybe you feel in good shape. You feel like you've got good flexibility mm-hmm. in some of those things. Well, it could always be a little better. Mm-hmm. And, you know, well, it's great to work out at home and get those stretches in and everything. There's something about being in the gym. I've been working out, my dad being an athlete, I've been working out since I was about 7-8 years old. Mm-hmm. And I've done almost the same routine my whole life. Now, at different times of my life, I worked out at gyms. For the most part, I worked out alone mm-hmm. Or with my dad or my best friend or something like that at a home gym. I didn't realize how much I missed being out at the gym and just running into people and talking to them and everything, let alone with this kind of almost unsaid mutual kind of agreement that we all have in these programs or mm-hmm. classes of, we're all here for good reasons. We're all here to have some fun and hopefully learn something or get a little more flexible or whatever the class is pertaining to.
Oh, yeah.
That stuff gets a little, we forget about that stuff mm-hmm. when we're not doing it and we're removed from it a little. Just prepping for this, talking about it with you got me thinking about, man, I kind of got to get back to the gym a little bit. I kind of miss it. And it's not because I can't work out at home or any of those things. I can't run into my friends. I can't run into people or run into new future friends.
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, you hit it right on the spot, James. Like, anybody can work out at home. Like, we have our virtual program, too, on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
It's a good thing to bring up.
Yeah. So we have our virtual programs on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to, like, 10:30 about. And it's great because it's at the in the comfort of your own home. However, at the same time, your little screens. And so that makes a huge difference. And even if you're not doing the virtual program and you know these exercises and you're doing it at home, it's great. But to actually be in a group of 15, 20 others who are very similar mindset, right? These folks, they all want to come. They all want to do better for themselves, become healthier. And so they're here. And then there's no judgment. Like, yeah. Nobody judges you regardless. You might think that everybody's judging you, but when you come into a space, it's so safe. It's a safe space, right? Everybody wants to do the same thing. Everybody else is cheerleader. And so it's really cool to see all of that. And so, like, we've had different programming throughout the area. And so our current one is at the Senior Center, at the Lowell Center. And Hannah and I run that class together. And it's really cool to see the different folks that are there and the conversations that happen. We have people who have built friendships from Strong Bodies. They coffee groups, walking groups, shopping friends. Like, there's so many different things. And folks that you, when you see them together, you don't think that they would ever be friends.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
I love it.
But, you know, they come together and they're like, they bond right away. So it's really cool to see that piece of it. Just because, like you said, if you're doing it at home, it's great because you are at home and you're comfortable, but you miss that connectedness piece mm-hmm. to others. And I think that's truly, truly important, especially for elders, because they don't always get that right mm-hmm. as their kids age and move out of the house. It's great to have one another, but I can tell you, if I was with my husband 24/7, I wouldn't be wanting to talk with him all the time. So, you know, it's just nice to get out and talk to other people and create those friendships. And like you said, possibly build new friendships too, because it's always great to meet new people, regardless of mm-hmm. how old you are.
I appreciate you sharing that with about your husband. That's hilarious. But also, it reminds me of my nan and papa, my grandparents. Mm-hmm. And when we first moved out here, and my papa was a little more shy, whereas my nana was a little more outgoing. Mm-hmm. But my papa loved bowling. Mm-hmm. So they joined a bowling league. And my nana joins it with him. But my nana couldn't care less about bowling. She was there to talk to people. She wanted to talk to the shoe person, talk to this person, and just not, let alone making friends, and they ended up meeting people who were just two houses away from them, and they didn't even know, and lifelong friends and all that and everything, and just from putting themselves out there mm-hmm. and trying something different. They also were able to do this in a really safe environment. Everybody there weren't judging my nana for not mm-hmm. necessarily knowing how to bowl. My papa could, but not so much her. Yeah. So you bring up that positive environment, that welcoming environment, and I don't want to skate past that. I think that's a really cool thing to bring up, and a really gift to give to people mm-hmm. when you can do that, certainly in these classes and programs, but anytime in life mm-hmm. that we can do that for each other. It never goes out of style. That is something that is always going to be cool to do. And that's very nice to be able to offer with something like this. Mm-hmm. I think that is a little more along people's speed, too. And hopefully that last thing that maybe pushes you to take the classes, mm-hmm. Knowing that it's a safe environment, mm-hmm. everybody's welcome, and the cheerleader part can mean more than we realize.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I like the how you brought up, it really is at whatever speed. Right. We always say that you know your body best. And so you know what you can do. You know your limitations. And so if we're doing 10 reps and you're only able to do 5, that is perfectly okay. We're fine with that. And then the goal is to eventually get to 10. Right. And so if you can eventually get to that piece, great. If not, that's perfectly fine as well. As long as you're moving forward, that's all that matters. So for example, like yesterday, I was teaching the class, and I was just like, hey, everybody, how's it going? Do you feel a difference in your body? And we just started having these conversations. And some of the ladies, they were amazing. They're like, yeah, but I've noticed my balance is better, my coordination. I went up from 1 pound weights to 3 pound weights. And so it might not seem like a lot, but it's actually huge. Or they actually went from no weights to 1 pound. Like, that's improvement right there, regardless of what you see others doing. We have people who do 12-pound weights, and I'm going, oh my goodness, I would never be able to do that. But, you know, as long as you're moving forward, whether it's a centimeter, it's moving forward regardless mm-hmm. of how big it is.
It's all progress. Mm-hmm. It's all progress. Rome wasn't built in a day. Yeah. You know, it's all that. We want to let people know how they can be a part of this program, how they can learn more about it, mm-hmm. Kazuha. Sending them to the website, is that the best way to do it, or do you have information?
You can definitely go to our UW Extension Wood County website. We have our upcoming programming there, but if you can't find it or if it's a little difficult, you are more than welcome to call our extension office as well. The office phone number is 715-421-8440. We do have some upcoming programming. Nothing is set in stone yet, but we're in the working phases. We have a class starting at the Nakusa Community Center and then the Pittsville Community Center, which is part of the library. Those are both slated to start at the end of September. I do want to let people know that there is no fee for this, but a donation would be nice just to kind of keep this going. Space is limited. Mm. So you have to register. Even though it's free, you have to register. Call the extension office at the cell phone, at the phone number that I gave. Mm-hmm. It really fills up fast, James.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I want to say our class right now, we have a waiting list of about 16, 17 people.
Wow.
And that was, I think, within the first 2 hours, our class filled up because people know the benefits of Strong Bodies and mm-hmm. how great it is. Or if they've never done it, if they heard from a friend. And so they encourage each other. So be on the lookout for any kind of advertising on our website. If you have Facebook, we post it up on Facebook when the registration opens. When it does open, we can definitely give James a heads up so he can share with everybody as well.
Yeah, you guys are great at that. Yeah, we'll definitely let the audience know.
Yeah, registration is highly is required. And I want to say as soon as registration opens up, get on it because mm-hmm. it fills up so fast.
We are speaking with our friend Kazuha from the UW Extension Wood County. And before I let you go, I did want to touch on a little bit of a cool class that you have coming up that I think is a really fun idea, an emerging of wonderful worlds of where most people are, especially as we get more and more of a tech society mm-hmm. and arthritis becomes much, much more of a thing at a much younger age than it ever did before. You don't have to do a deep dive digging to see the numbers of this. Just talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. Like it's almost like everybody has issues with if not arthritis, the beginnings of it or the fear of it. Mm-hmm. I think when we talk about arthritis, a lot of people feel like well, there's nothing that can be done. Once you have it, you're stuck with it. Yep. Or there's no ease really other than, you know, over the traditional over-the-counter stuff or what have you or mm-hmm. anything like that. My mom, from a very young age, has struggled with arthritis. And she has tried a number of different things. And some of it has helped and some of it really hasn't. Mm-hmm. But one thing that I thought was really unique is the idea of incorporating Tai Chi with this. Mm-hmm. And I don't know a whole lot, but what I do know of Tai Chi, I think, oh, that's a perfect mix right there. You got this program coming up. Can you tell us a little about it?
Yeah. So I am a certified instructor for Tai Chi for arthritis and fall prevention. I taught a class back in the spring at the Senior Center, at the Lowell Center. It was amazing. It was amazing turnout, and the participants had a lot of great feedback about it. And so we are starting another class this fall. We are slated to begin at the end of September again, and it'll go through until Thanksgiving, so kind of end of November. You have to register for that class. It is completely free, but you do have to register. And for that registration, just be on the lookout at the Lowell Center. Everything will be through them. So I know that they have their flyers and all of that coming out soon. So just be on the lookout. Look on their social media. Look out anywhere because once that comes out, that class fills up pretty fast as well, just because, like you said, there's so many benefits to the arthritis piece combined with Tai Chi. The ladies that were, it's a lot of ladies. I encouraged the gentlemen to come join us too. We had a few and then things came up, but it's a great benefit for everybody. Just their balance, their mobility, the confidence. Like do everything. Tai Chi is such a very slow moving. However, it uses the muscles that you don't think you have. You have have those muscles, and you do get a little achy every now and then just because you're using muscles that you typically don't use. But you know, it really boosts your confidence and your mobility, your independence, and just to help you with, like, in case something does happen, like, oh, if I fall, what can I do? Because it is all about that balance, right? The shifting your weight and whatnot. So we have a lot of fun with it. So come and join us. When I get more of the information as to when registration opens up, I'll send it your way, James, so that you have that as well.
Even better. We'd love to have you back right before the registration opens and everything. And we could really dive in, because I don't want to keep you too long, but I would love for us in the audience to be able to dive into how Tai Chi does help with this a little bit more. Because I know the little bit that I've read on, and I was really impressed. I thought it was really cool, and I'm a fan of Tai Chi. I'm a fan of a lot of the art and everything, so to me this is just a perfect merging. And man, you talk about something that so many of our audience is dealing with in arthritis, and if you're not now, you're worried that you're gonna be. It's one of the more common things we have in common, and this is a really cool program. So we're gonna drag you back. You gotta come back.
I will be back.
That number that you mentioned earlier about registration, I want to get that out there one more time about the Strong Bodies program, and if people wanted to call up, find out more, or register.
Yeah, so if you want to find out more or when registration opens, feel free to call the UW Extension office in Wood County. Our office number is 715-421-8440.
And that uwextension.edu is the website. You can go there, find out more information as well, and find out not just information about these programs, but other programs and other great things going on at Extension. Be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the cool programs and classes and different things that they are offering at UW Extension Wood County. Appreciate you. Say hi to the team over there for us, okay?
I will. Thank you for having me today, James.
Thank you. And thank you to all of our friends out there for listening. And of course, our good friends at Crockett Septic. We appreciate you sponsoring Rapids Report here at WFHR.